protocol of curtsy in the Soviet Darkuil. It's a rat's tune, childlike in its tender irony and timid styling. Born of the cataclysmic events of world wars, it sways uneasily in the mysterious presence of Our Lady of Lowliness. Still, there is something communal in how it leans into the abstract dimensions of music and holds, like the impulse of verse, to a different order of reality, discontinuous and disturbing, inviting the listener to reconstruct the composer's original perceptions. See the little American girl in her navy blue sailor jacket, pleated white skirt and knee stockings. See her curtsy and hear the stowaway rats squeal with applause. Now listen to the forlorn blasts of the foghorn as her tiny steamboat disappears into the stormy sea. And watch, yes, watch if you can, as the child herself sinks, sinks, sinks below the waves, her eyes and lips forming surprisingly perfect O's. When you introduce me to the foreign defense minister's wife, fashionable in her pearls and floor-length furs, say I greet her, my belly to the ground, the unpaid piper of Arcueil.